Welcome back to QR Calgary and More Than Money, the Trump effect. Mm-hmm. Oh, what an interesting week when it came to the markets.
Very.
Okay, we were in this conference, you and I. Mm-hmm. We're sitting at the table. We're talking about going to see what comes out of the election. And the election hits and the results come. And then, did you think the markets were going to react the way they reacted?
No. And it was, I think, a surprise to a lot of people. Now, there were a couple other factors that played into it. We saw the U.S. Fed decision, that those sorts of things this week. Some relatively strong earnings also helped out. But the way that we saw new record closes, like on the S&P 500, we saw a record high on Thursday.
Yeah.
That was, I think, a surprise to a lot of people.
Why do you think... two-part question here, Leanna. Why do you think the markets rallied the way they did? And why was that a surprise to many?
I think part of it was the level of economic strength or confidence that the U.S. Fed had. So that kind of gets missed in the whole Trump conversation.
Sure.
Because the economy has been relatively, and in some cases to some economists, surprisingly strong for the last several months or several years, quite frankly,
even yeah.
with pressure of inflation and pressure of interest rate increases. But in terms of the Trump piece, I think there's a few questions that people had when it came to that particular trade. So we saw a lot of uncertainty. I think we saw a lot of people maybe back off their positions a little bit because of that uncertainty heading into the election, and then jump back in after we got at least a result. But yeah, it would be interesting to hear your take on what you think the Trump effect has been, or if there has been a Trump effect playing into the market this week.
So I was accurate in my prediction of direction, but magnitude not as big. And the reason why I said that is because if this is a full sweep, there's going to be some concerns about, from an economic perspective, inflation in the future, which the bond market priced quite aggressively day one. Election called, bond market says, oh, we're going to have higher interest rates than what we're predicting in the future. So literally the 10-year U.S. bond market took off. Not the same story coming out of the stock market. Earnings are good. Growth is going to be there. Let's pay more for the same stock today than before the election. Okay. So there's two different stories happening in two different markets, the bond market and the mm-hmm. stock market. And we've learned over the last few years, especially, no one's been right. Not the stock market's been right or the bond market, but the stock market-ish is right. Mm-hmm. And when I say ish, I mean the things that you talked about. There's a soft landing or no landing, potentially. Mm-hmm. Before it was recession or soft landing. Mm-hmm. Now the conversation has shifted to soft landing or no landing. And that's a different take. So that kind of gives you more oomph behind the stock market. Mm-hmm. Then you bring in a new president or a returning president with support of Congress. That changes the mix. So you're getting a bit of a mixed signal of what's happening. And as a portfolio manager, my job is to look at this and say, is what we're buying, if you're buying as an investor, not a trader, not a speculator, but as an investor of good quality companies over time, you have to take a step back and say, these are theoretical policies that he's putting out in play. We have to wait and see. Mm-hmm. But also, am I willing to pay what the market says that I should pay for certain investments? Now, I can tell you a lot that we own, we felt that these valuations were correct. There are pockets that I'm concerned about.
Okay.
A pocket in our portfolio in general is Europe. A pocket that I'm concerned about is Canada. And we've had, you know, we had Dan on the show talking about energy and the impact and what's the concern that he has from an economic perspective. When you trickle it down, the Canadian economy and the companies that we can invest in within Canada have some headwinds, potentially. Now, here comes another part of this. We've got an election next year in Canada. Mm-hmm. So all of North America pretty much has had an election in the last year and next year. So you've got Mexico, you've got Canada, you've got US, all with new administrations, potentially. And then they all have to get together and renegotiate the USMCA, or we call NAFTA 2.0. Mm-hmm. How's that going to impact Canada? Mm-hmm. So I think the valuations, generally speaking, are in line. But I think specifically Canada, Europe, has some headwinds that I'm not clear on how the direction's going. Mm-hmm. And so from a portfolio manager perspective, when I'm investing our clients' money, I have to take a more prudent manner to how we invest in those areas. So I think there's going to be, it was interesting, again, direction right, magnitude, more than I expected. And now we get to see, I think it's what, less than 2 months, the president's administration and what he's going to do. So between now and then, get ready for headliners. Mm-hmm. Trump said this, Trump said that. Other politicians said this. Foreign government said that. Get ready. And what was very interesting is how governments, central bankers are going to be jumping in on the currency side, especially in parts like Asia and so forth. They're going to intervene, or they already have. So I'm finding this very interesting only because this is the chaos. We talked about chaos a lot this week. Mm-hmm. This is the chaos that's being created. And in that chaos comes opportunity.
Well, I was going to ask, because you are the growth guy on the team, and you're the one who gets excited about these kinds of things. So if, for Canadians specifically, let's start there. Where are you seeing opportunity for the Canadian investor in the markets right now, given all of this chaos, given what Trump has said that he might do or wants to do once he actually gets in as president?
Here's what I'm finding from a lot of viewers and listeners of this show. When they speak to me and I look at their portfolios, because we do, you know, reviews and, you know, a complimentary second opinion and so forth for a lot of our viewers and listeners. And they show me their portfolio and they own quite a large amount of Canadian corporations. And then I ask, what's the thesis behind holding these companies? Well, I know them. I like them. I understand them, which are good reasons to invest.
They pay a dividend very often.
Which are good reasons to invest. As a portfolio manager, where I have access to the global market, the question I always have is, why do we own any of these investments in Canada when you have the world at your fingertips? So from a Canadian investor perspective, look at the world, don't have only a home-based bias. And then look at the fundamental core values of this business. And do you see the value going on? And most individual investors don't have the time to do that. Most will just pick an index and cross their fingers and hope. And I think with all this uncertainty over the next 3 years, do you want to leave it up to hope, or do you want to have a strategy with that structure and discipline? And that's where I think Canadian investors have to kind of just, you know, just a reflection point. Should I be doing this, or should I have a different approach, more structured discipline, if I'm not already have that right now?
Well, and we're going to talk about a structured and disciplined approach at our next seminar.
Upcoming on Tuesday, December 3rd, 7 p.m. at the Carriage House Inn. You need to reserve your seats for this. Go to morethanmoneyradio.com. That's morethanmoneyradio.com. Or you can find us on Facebook.
Awesome. Well, we've had a great show today, Faisal, so thank you very much for letting me join you. We've talked a little bit about wills, we've talked about estate planning, we've talked about different ways you can do that, and we've talked about Trump and what that might mean for our country. So,
and that's the end of the day for today. And thank you for joining us. On behalf of Leanna, myself, Faisal, and the entire More Than Money team, don't forget to join us on our website at morethanmoneyradio.com for more information. Have a great weekend on QR Calgary and More Than Money.
David Popowich and Faisal Karmali are portfolio managers and investment advisors with CIBC Wood Gundy and Calgary. The views of David Popowich and Faisal Karmali do not necessarily reflect those of CIBC World Markets Inc. Clients are advised to seek advice regarding their particular circumstances from their personal tax and legal advisors. If you are currently a CIBC Wood Gundy client, please contact your investment advisor. CIBC Private Wealth consists of services provided by CIBC and certain of its subsidiaries, including CIBC Wood Gundy, a division of CIBC World Markets Inc.